Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Now, from the IMLD home studios, in its ninth season, you are listening to In Much Less Detail, the podcast, where we cut through the noise and give you your NFL breakdown in much less detail. Your football party is live with your hosts, Jay and Dre.
Why are you pointing at me?
Oh, wait, am I supposed to talk? See, I don't usually do this. Oh, wait, I'm being pointed at. I guess I should talk now. Good evening, everybody. It is Saturday, September the 18th, 2021. I am Jay. Dre went to Mexico, so he decided he didn't want to handle the hosting duties tonight, so he left them to me, and that meant I had to bring in some help tonight.
Hi-ya!
So I have here with me... Cute Factor number one, say hello.
Hello.
And Cute Factor number two.
I want to be pronounced Chicken Nuggies.
Who is asked to be called Chicken Nuggies for the remainder of this show tonight. So we are here to, it's going to be a fun one tonight. We're here to talk about our week one, which I don't really plan on talking about very much because Andre and I, our picks from last week were really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They were really bad, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys, because you know I told you about that, right?
The Packers
sucked. Yeah, the Packers sucked. A lot of teams sucked. And my picks were really bad. So we're not going to talk too much about that. We'll talk about that as we lead into the week two picks here tonight on the Hostile Takeover. What do you want to talk about? Oh, do you want to tell that story?
Yeah.
Okay, Chicken Nuggies here wants to tell a story. Speak up clearly, though, because people don't understand giggling.
Okay. Everybody, Daddy told a funny, Jay told a funny joke.
No, I'm Dad. I'm not
Dad told
Jay.
A funny joke. And I had Chick-fil-A sauce up in my mouth, and it went up into my nose, so I started crying like a baby.
Yeah, and we were laughing at you because you had Chick-fil-A sauce in your nose.
And Daddy's joke.
And my joke was terrible, so it wasn't even like, it was a terrible dad joke. So, but the one good thing about my Cute Factor children here is they laugh.
Chicken Nuggies.
And Trin, the Cute Factor.
No, I want to be called
the original
Jaws.
Cute Factor. Oh, Jaws now?
Yes. No, Turtle. Those are teeth.
Chicken Nuggies, Jaws, Turtle, Zippy?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we'll call you for the rest of the show tonight.
No, just call me Zippy.
Just Zippy?
Yes.
So now you're Zippy.
Yes. Daddy, tell your dad joke.
No, I'm not going to tell. It was a bad dad joke. It made Chick-fil-A sauce go up my son's nose, and then he cried a lot, because apparently that stings. Did that sting a lot?
Yep. Chicken Zippies and Chicken Nuggies are signing off.
And what?
I said Zippy and Chicken Nuggies are signing off.
Signing off? Or who are you going to be now?
Can I have popcorn?
No.
Zippy Noobies.
No, I don't. Trust me. I don't want you eating popcorn while we're on an open microphone, because all we'll hear is you eating.
Crunch, crunch.
Yeah. All we'll hear is that. So Andre is in Mexico. He sent me his week two picks. We'll go through those here as we start to break some of those down. And then we're also going to talk about week one. Yes, the Packers. Packers suck. They got they got blown out by
really do suck.
The wild thing himself, James Winston.
I had a victory royale in Fortnite.
Oh, you had a victory royale in Fortnite? Your eighth one?
I have nine.
Well, that's not too bad for a 7 and a 9-year-old. You have more than I do. Yeah, you guys play a lot more than I do, though, because I have a job.
I'm the best Fortnite player in the world.
I don't think you are. If you were that, you'd have a lot of money, and we wouldn't, you know,
be sitting here talking into a microphone. We'd be doing this in some live expensive studio somewhere.
Is that necessary?
Oh, absolutely. It's like, wouldn't that be way more fun than sitting up here?
Can I play Fortnite?
No, you cannot play Fortnite while I'm on my show.
Then you were doing like
that. Was so, yeah, so I can hear you playing with the controller and click, 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 and then getting all mad at people in the game and stuff.
Thank I got Grit. Blown up. I was young.
You get blown up? Yeah, I'll put the fan on. We'll get a little bit of air blowing. It's warm up here tonight. It's all the laughing and Chick-fil-A sauce coming out of noses.
Stupid dad jokes.
Bad dad jokes, but hey, that's what we're good for here. I have to, you know.
I'll tell a good joke.
I have to be on good behavior tonight, so I can't use any.
My dad did a good joke.
I did?
Mommy said that we got, like, stuff for COVID test if we think anybody got one, and he said I need to study for that test.
That is such a dad joke. But you let the kids laughing at it again. Oh boy. All right,
it was
so
funny the first time.
It was funnier the first time. The week started off, Uncle Andre beat me on the pick on Thursday night. That was a very sad moment. Even though we were both sort of like we saw the game differently, but he had Washington winning, but not winning by more than 4 points. I had Washington winning by a lot more than that. It didn't happen. It was a much higher scoring game than it was supposed to be, at least than I thought it would be. So that great Washington defense, they kind of stunk. And it ended up coming down to a last-second field goal. Dre didn't think that the Washington quarterback was going to be able to play really good, but he wanted to, you know, he's got to prove it to him. And he had a great game. But, unfortunately, Washington's defense, they stunk pretty bad, and they let the Giants hang around. We're trying to stay away from being 0-2 now that it's the second week. So everybody's played one game so far, except for the teams that played on Thursday night. They've now played their second game.
Just be signing off. I need to do some business.
Oh, okay. Go do some business, buddy. Please go do it where I can't hear it.
I'll try.
Go away there, buddy. Yeah, it would be nice if he would have gone downstairs. Close the door. Thank you. Do you want to say anything, Trin? You want to talk?
No.
You want to say anything? You always like you have all these, like before the show, boy, you couldn't stop talking. And now
I want popcorn.
No. That's what you want? No popcorn. Did you brush your teeth already? Were you supposed to? I know somebody asked you to. I hear Grant singing in the bathroom. Hopefully that's not getting picked up on the microphone. Grant's washing his hands. I'm sorry, Zippy is washing his hands right now.
Chick-fil-A, Zippy.
Yeah. So we'll get into the picks here.
That was fun.
What?
I just lowered my chair.
Oh, yeah, you just sunk like a whole foot there. I didn't realize your chair was up so high.
I know it was up all the way. That's my favorite chicken nuggets.
Do you really love chicken nuggets? What's your favorite food, Zippy?
Pizza.
We never have cheese balls.
Hey,
maybe that's why he likes them so much. I haven't bought those Sam's Club cheese balls.
Cheeseburgers.
What about you? What do you like?
Taco.
Oh, that's right. You're a taco monster, right?
I like tater tots.
What?
I like tater tots. Tater tots.
You get those at school?
Sometimes. Tornadoes.
We never hardly hit. We don't ever have them here.
I'm a cookie monster.
You're a cookie monster?
I want to make cupcakes today.
Did you?
Yeah.
You made cupcakes today?
I wanted to.
Oh, nobody made me cupcakes.
Well, we didn't make cupcakes.
All right.
Tell me about Reese's and Oreos, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are
like
you guys going to...
Frosting Oreos.
Oh, wait. Do we have them in the house?
Yeah.
Do you get... She was hiding them from me, wasn't she?
Oh, she got them today.
Trini's on a mission right now. Go get me some of those yummy red Oreos.
Mommy, where are the Oreos? My sister's a coward.
She's not a coward.
Yes, she is.
Do you even know what that means?
Yes, she's very weird.
Okay, we're going to start off here week two, get right into the picks in much less detail.
No, I'm coming. I want to see the picks.
Oh, okay. You want to see, huh? So the New England Patriots are 6-point favorites. That means that people
Daddy.
Think that the Patriots are going to win by more than 6 points.
Mommy's hiding them from me. Over, I'm going to get them by yourself.
Over the New York Jets. So New England Patriots are 6-point favorites over the New York Jets. Andre made his pick for this game, and he put a, you know, I give him credit. He's in Mexico. I hope he's drinking bottled water. You don't want to know what happens, Trini, if you drink water out of the sink in Mexico.
What happens? Did you drink?
No.
Is it crazy?
No.
What happens?
You poop a lot. No. I was just telling Trini about what happens when you drink the water in Mexico.
You poop.
Yep. A lot. So hopefully he's not doing that right now. Andre said that he picks the Jets. So even though that is one terrible football team, I believe they're the home team this week. Andre has them to stay within 6 points. Bless you. Bless you, buddy.
Bless you, Zippy.
Bless you, Zippy.
I need to bring a Zippy up here.
Oh, you're going to go get... No, nobody can see it, right?
I hear a million.
So Zippy's a turtle, and Grant has, we counted at
a
least
million.
Seven
a million.
Stuffed turtles.
A million.
And every single one is named
Zippy.
But it's a different themed Zippy. So there's like Southwest Zippy and Minecraft Zippy and Daddy Zippy, Baby Zippy. So,
and
Door County Zippy.
Oh, yeah.
When the lady thought that I was his grandpa.
Make sure to say thank you to your grandpa.
Yeah, nothing like buying your son a stuffed toy and having the lady behind the counter tell him to thank his grandpa.
Probably because he has such gray hair.
Oh, hey. Nobody on here can see my gray hair. They all think I'm young. And
I can take a picture and post it on Facebook.
What's that?
Yeah.
I know, I don't use it
anymore.
I know.
You don't either. You don't have Facebook.
Yeah, I do.
You do not. So Andre took the Jets. He thinks that the Jets are going to stay close and they're going to hang close with New England. I think that the Jets are trash, so I think that this is going to go the Patriots' way.
Just like the Brewers.
The Brewers are about to clinch their division, Trinity. Oh, what is this? Oh, it's a Zippy collection. So that's Dirk. Grant.
Here's a purple one.
Grant, we told the story about Dirk County Zippy. What did that lady say?
Oh, yeah. She thought
I just like
my grandpa, she said, thank you to your grandpa.
So that's a turtle that's wearing a orange
sweatshirt
that says Door County on it. And because it's got that sweatshirt on that says Door County on it, it probably costs 3 times as much as a regular one. Then there's a turtle here that we call Southwest Zippy.
We bought
him in Albuquerque at the Balloon Festival in New Mexico.
I like this one.
This is a pink Zippy.
Yeah, it's mine.
Is that Mommy Zippy?
No. This is Trini Zippy. No, give me back Zippy.
Minecraft Zippy is a turtle from Minecraft, the video game. And the girl Zippy, then Baby Zippy, and Daddy Zippy, who's like the monster Zippy. So why did you bring every Zippy up here?
I want to introduce all of them.
Oh, okay, here. I don't know what to do them all. I'm holding them all right now.
Okay, I'll just put all of them.
Purple Zippy.
I need my hands.
You can take care of it.
Why do you need your
hands?
Oh, yay! There we go. All right.
But at the end of the show, you have to give back Purple.
Okay, did you hear that, Trin?
No.
You got to give it back at the end of the show. So, hey, so I have the Patriots, and Uncle Andre has the Jets.
That sucks.
The Jets suck, Trini? You know that already, huh?
You just said.
I did. They do. So who do you like, Trinity? Do you agree with me or do you agree with Uncle Andre?
I like the Cubs.
The Cubs are playing in this game, and they suck as bad as the Jets do this year.
Right.
Because they're very bad.
Well, they gave away all their best players.
That's what happened. That's how you get to be bad. At least you know that. So
the Cubs can be stupid.
Yes. I've done this my whole life. I've watched the Cubs be stupid my whole life. But they did win one World Series. Sure. One more than the Brewers have won in my lifetime. Right, Grant?
Wait, how many did they have?
Who?
Cubs.
Three. Not in my lifetime. In my lifetime, they have won. The Brewers have never won the World Series.
They might win this year.
No, don't say that.
I hope they won't.
I don't want them to.
If they're playing against the Cardinals, I hope the Cardinals
win. The Cardinals stick to it. But if the Brewers win the World Series, I will be happy for my son.
I'll just say the Brewers.
But I won't be happy that the Brewers won the World Series. So, I have the Patriots. Dre has the Jets. Second game is the Saints. 3.5-point favorites over the Carolina Panthers. Andre and I both have the Saints to keep it going. We're both on board with the wild thing, Jameis Winston.
You're loud.
Pulling his Ricky Vaughn. I am loud. You say this to me all the
You're
time.
You're screaming. I'm not
screaming.
I could hear you down in my bedroom the other night.
Really? Hang on. I got to see how I'm talking here. See, I'm not even in the red like you were.
Well,
Now you guys are being loud.
You guys
have got to be
more
quiet.
I could hear you in my bedroom the other night.
Yeah. I'm trying to talk to the five people that probably listen to this show.
Grandma,
I don't know.
Guys.
I think I know she listens to the podcast version.
Talk, guys. Talk.
And that's right, people. You should listen to our show on iTunes after the show is over. It posts about an hour after the show or anywhere else that you listen to podcasts. We're on most of those services. If you like the show, give us 5 stars. If you don't like the show, don't rate us. Just go listen to a different show.
Right
don't
now,
hate listen.
Right now, I'm going to give this a 2.
Oh, wow.
You're savage.
That wasn't very nice. You're on it. Boy. All right. Dre and I both have the Panthers over the Cardinals. Okay, bye. Do you want to get me some, too?
Can you get me some? No.
Ooh.
Get me some.
Finish your water. Please.
No, just dump it out.
Please
so,
give me some.
My nose is itchy.
Get him some, too. Oh, looks like Grant's turtles are taking over Trini's seat. Uh-oh, it looks like there's an Oreo delivery. Are those all for me? Ooh. I'm going to try not to eat those while we're on the radio.
Why?
Because I don't want to talk with Oreos in my mouth. But Mommy hid them so that she can eat them and we don't know where they are.
You don't want me bringing them in my mouth.
But you did, Abby. Did you go outside? Is that your new plan? So if I don't want them in the house, you're just going to put them in the garage or something? Or, out in the shed?
That way you're not.
You're going to open up the shed and just, like, boxes of Oreos are going to fall out of the shed onto it? And then she's like, they're not in the house. Oh, you could just go out in the car and open up the van and just, like, Oreos just start busting out and overflowing. Ah. Another game that Dre and I disagree on, he's got Cleveland minus 13. That's a big number at home over Houston, who looked pretty good on offense last week. They put up a ton of
points. How do you read this? It's just numbers.
Well, yeah, it's Cleveland, 13, Houston. Dre's got Cleveland. Now that OBJ isn't playing, Andre thinks that makes Cleveland's offense better. We talked about this on the show. We broke it down. He thought I was crazy last year for pointing that out, but of course, he doesn't believe what I say until he goes and looks at some PFF stats, and then he gets the PFF stat, and then it's like, oh, well, Jay's right. And, that offense is much better without OBJ. Andre's given all the points, Cleveland over Houston. I'm taking Houston. I think that offense looked really good. I know they did it against Jacksonville, but I think it's good enough to keep them within 2 touchdowns.
I'll get our water now.
Okay, thank you.
I love chicken nuggets, but that's my favorite too. Chicken nuggets, and that's all I want to do is a turtle on me.
That's good.
No, she's not.
Yes!
He's singing. Meanwhile, in Indianapolis, the Colts go on the road. They're 3.5-point favorites on the road at the Colts. Dre and I both have the Colts to not cover on this one. Ha, tricked you. Dre's listening to the show tomorrow so he can transcribe our picks. So I'm trying to, like, change them up a little bit here. We both have the Rams. That Rams defense is going to confuse the heck out of Carson Wentz. We both see that one going the same way. Dre, not the number one fan of Carson Wentz. He's going to take the Rams -3.5 over the Colts along with me. We both have Pittsburgh over Las Vegas, 6.5-point favorites here. Vegas coming off the big win on Monday night being, was my lock of the week were the Ravens. And Andre said weird things happen on that Monday night game when they go out west. And it was the Ravens 98 times had covered the number and won the game. At least won the game, but they've won 98 straight games where they had a 14-point lead at any point in the game. So, of course, that's the game that they just decide to up and lose. Even though they had that number covered multiple times through the evening, their pass defense was atrocious. And Dre, we'll get to that on a later pick, but that was a wild game. But that Ravens pass D is just completely depleted right now. So we're both taking Pittsburgh here on the road. Pittsburgh at home. Andre uses all the capitals, so sometimes I can't always tell who the home team is when he sends me these Pittsburgh at home, 6.5-point favorites. They are going to beat the Raiders.
I only have two animals. I don't have
30. Yeah. All right, we're repositioning here, moving all the stuffed animals that somehow tried to make their way onto a radio show.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I thought you had more than six turtles.
Yeah, but for mini pink
ones. Oh, I know he has turtles that aren't stuffed turtles. He wants a live turtle. Mm-hmm. That's not asked.
He has another one that's super small, like this big.
Really? Oh, yeah. A stuffed one?
Yeah, it's a pink one.
I thought he had seven.
I have eight.
You have eight?
Yes.
He was hugging them. Why don't you go downstairs and get yourself some water? He was hugging them all last night. Why don't you go take those back, too?
All right. Andre votes for the Cubs.
No, Andre
And the Brewers suck.
Well, yeah, but...
Can you at least say Southwest?
Okay, Southwest Zippy can stay here on the show. Even though nobody can see him.
I don't want it. But it's just never Zippy.
So,
I don't want it.
We both disagree on, we disagree on this game. Andre's got the Bears and the Bengals. Bears are 2-point favorites. This is really,
not good.
Like, Dre's really feeling it after that Thursday night game. He's got the Bears to win, but not cover the number against Cincinnati. So he's basically got the Bears to win that game by 1 point or outright lose the game. This is one of the few times where the line that Andre has for the game actually benefits me, because when I picked this game, I actually picked the Bears -3.5. So I am very happy to take the Bears -2 in this spot, because then all they need to do is win by a field goal. I have a feeling that after the really tumultuous week that the Bears and the Bears fans had, and with the Andy Dalton and Justin Fields drama, that we might see a lot more Justin Fields in this game. So I'm going to take the Bears -2.
What's
Warcraft? World of War. This is the cup I'm drinking out of. I got this at a show. I used to play a video game called World of Warcraft.
That sounds like a weird game.
Well, it's a game with, like, fantasy stuff, like monsters and dragons.
Not Warzone or Call of Duty?
Not Warzone.
A kid in my class plays Call of Duty.
I don't know why a kid in fourth grade would be playing Call of Duty. That's a very age-inappropriate game.
Why?
You know why. Bless you. You sneezed on me.
No, I did.
You sneezed and it hit me. You could have just given me COVID. I'm going to fail my test that I studied so hard for. Oh, man. Andre and I also disagree on Denver and Jacksonville. Andre must have been extremely impressed with the showing of Teddy Bridgewater and that Denver Broncos offense. And, of course, we know they have a really good defense, but they take their show on the road to Jacksonville for the home debut of Trevor Lawrence as 6-point favorites. I actually took Jacksonville here to cover the number at home. Dre thinks that they're playing a better defense this week than they played last week against Houston, which I will say is true. But I want to say once that game got past halftime, Trevor Lawrence actually played really good in the second half, threw 3 touchdowns. I think that was, you know, that week one issue that you run into where you're basically playing week 4 now of the preseason. I don't think that's such a big deal now for them. They settled in. I think they can hold on and at least keep this under a touchdown. So Dre and I disagree. He has the Broncos and I have Jacksonville.
Daddy, can you put on a sound effect?
I'm trying to stay off the soundboard tonight for a couple of reasons. One, it's going to play through our speaker, so I don't know if it's going to play through the stereo and then pick up on the mic, so it would almost play like double. And also, there's actually a lot of sound things on here that aren't appropriate for you guys.
Can I put one on?
Why?
I want to hear it.
Can you do one of the baddest ones?
You mean one of the most inappropriate ones?
Yeah.
No.
Play it, please.
No.
Can you play one of them then?
Maybe. We haven't gotten to a point where it's appropriate for the show for me to play
it now.
What? No, oh no, stop playing with the mouse. You are the same child who tried to walk away wearing wired headphones during the show one time. Yeah, you remember that?
No, 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 no. I had Grant up here. We were doing the show. I'm sorry. I had Zippy up here, and we were doing the show, and he had my old headphones on, the ones that actually hooked up to the computer. And then I told him that he was done, and he just decided to turn around, start walking away with the headphones on, and the cord was, yanking on the computer. It's before I had the computer on the floor, and I had it on the desk, and it was, the computer started, shaking. Yeah, no, it was pretty wild. I'm trying to, yank him back and get the headphones off of him. No, I didn't know.
Wouldn't the headphones just fall off? Or were they, attached onto his ear?
It would have fallen off of his head, but it was pretty bad.
Clay wasn't also appropriate.
Grant walked away, and he's like,
"Hey, what happened?"
That's basically what he did. So there, that's one of the sounds that we play on the show all the time.
Do another one.
No, Trini, I'm not.
What is the most appropriate one?
You are.
How do you know they're inappropriate?
Trust me, I just know.
The bar thing?
No, that's the audio level. See, because that's the soundboard. I haven't had to run the board in a long time. Andre usually does this. He likes to do this. Makes him feel important. Well, I can say that. He's in Mexico. Oh, that's not funny.
Wait, another one.
No. We got to get through the rest of these picks. We're already 30 minutes into this show. We're starting to get close to your guys' bedtime.
Sorry, everybody. Zippy needs to sign on.
You're leaving?
No, Zippy needs to sign on.
Huh?
To Fortnite.
We're not playing Fortnite.
Yeah, so you just hear
this. Yeah, Trini clicking her buttons on her Xbox controller. So you like playing Fortnite, you guys?
Yeah.
So Trinity, what's your favorite Fortnite memory? You can now put it out into the airwaves.
My first victory.
Your
right
first up. Victory?
Mm-hmm. Her first victory.
They weren't even holding a gun. Funniest eliminations. Me and someone really wanted a car since they put up a car emoji and I did.
Uh-huh.
And me and them both started attacking each other. And I was outside the car and the window was busted and I just shot them in through the window.
Wow.
It was a good kid.
Sounds like when I grew up in Chicago.
People watching the football game through your window?
That happened too, yeah.
You also fell off a mountain.
Never fell off of a mountain?
Your brain
fell into a ditch.
Fell into a ditch?
Yeah, afterwards you were behind it.
No. I fell off of a loading dock and I broke my arm.
That was a ditch.
No, it was a loading dock, like where trucks get loaded up. It was dark out, so I didn't see the edge, so I fell over and fell in it and broke my arm.
Oh.
Okay, moving on here. San Francisco goes to Philadelphia as a 3-point favorite. Andre really likes San Francisco here in a shootout on the road. Garoppolo over Hurts is what he says. I'm going to take the Eagles here. Game feels like it could be in push territory, so I'm going to take the Eagles as the home dog. I don't like West Coast teams traveling east. I think this is a good spot for San Francisco, maybe even to get upset. After their pretty dominant showing in week one. So I'm going to take the Eagles, and Andre's going to have San Francisco here. I'm going to say, pretty much kumbaya the rest of the way. Do you know what that means? It means we agree. So that's
bon voyage.
No, we're not bon voyage. That means we're leaving. Oh. So at the end of the show, that's bon voyage.
Do you have it?
What?
Bon voyage.
I don't have a sound drop of bon voyage.
You should make
I should? Oh, why would I do that?
Because you're
a weird. What are you doing? Are you trying to fall over in your chair?
No, I'm leaning back in my chair.
Your chair won't fall over. Lean back. Here, we're going to do a test right now. Lean back in your chair. Just lean back.
You're trying.
What'd you do, lock it?
I don't know.
I think you might have locked your chair in position. Just reach down and pull the handle out.
Okay,
well. There you go. Now lean back. Here we go. All right. She can't handle it. She's getting upset.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Andre and I both have Buffalo to bounce back over Miami. What happened? You just fell down in your chair. Andre and I both have the Bills to avoid going
0-2. This is weird. I don't like
even,
even on the road in Miami, Dre and I both like the Bills to bounce back. They're too good to go 0-2. They had a really rough showing last week against Pittsburgh. That's that week four of the preseason. Don't know whether we should react, overreact, or dismiss what we saw. I'm going to dismiss what I saw of Buffalo. We're not that impressed with Miami. So we're going to take the Bills here to go to 2-1-1 to tie Miami.
Wearing a Fortnite shirt.
Oh, Grant's wearing a Fortnite shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sit up, buddy.
Ow!
Sit up. What are you doing?
Grandma, hey.
He's bent backwards. You know, nobody can actually see you doing acrobatics here on the show in your underwear. In a Fortnite t-shirt in his underwear.
Where's your hand?
Actually, I think we're all wearing pajamas for this show, aren't
we? Where's
your hand? Come on, sit up, buddy. Oh, you're back. Oh, my God, your face is red.
Shut up.
Whoa, hey, be nice to each other here. So we both like Buffalo to bounce back. We also both like Tampa Bay to absolutely destroy Atlanta. They're a 12-point favorite, but we don't think that's enough. Dre, for some reason, even though we put in this no reason Atlanta should compete, didn't make this his lock of the week. So I find that interesting. So he saved his lock for a different game. I agree with him on this one, but I don't have this one as my lock either.
Both hands.
Come on, get up. Get up.
I'm
trying. He's trying to fall over in the chair. I don't know what he was doing. Like, he thought I was doing, like, the acrobat hour. I apologize for that. We were trying to, like, save the life of Grant, who is trying to double over backwards onto his head. And he's actually not sitting in a chair. He's sitting on a stool. So
he's going to go on his bed.
Yeah, I sent him away. I was like, I don't know what he was doing. I have Arizona. That is my lock of the week. At home against a Minnesota team that managed to lose to the Cincinnati Bengals. We've been on for...
Oh, that's counting down.
Yeah, we've been on for about 32 minutes.
We have to be on for that much longer.
We are not going to be on for that much longer.
Why?
Because that would be a long show. I don't think I'm barely making it through the half an hour that it's been so far. I'm sweating. I'm trying to pick Grant up off the floor. That's been an absolutely crazy first half hour of the show already. This is definitely. Oh, thank you. You got the fan blowing on the microphone. I'm sure that's helping. So I have Arizona covering this one easy. Lock of the week. Dre moves on to Tennessee as his lock of the week after that showing last week. It's a better team than we both realize. We both realize it's a better team, I should say. We know that's a good team. They were having some trouble. They didn't quite mesh Julio Jones into the offense the way that we thought they should yet. It looked a little discombobulated. The defense wasn't playing very good. Dre, boy, he really likes them to come back strong. And on the road in Seattle, traditionally a good, you know, tough place to play, good team at home. Andre really, really likes Tennessee to go up there. And I'm going to guess maybe even lay a beating on him the way he wrote this one up. His description of this game was, don't trust Seattle at home early in the season. I'll be interested to know when he's back on the show next week if he actually had any stats on that one. There's anything to support that.
Can I come on the show next week?
Oh, you want to come on the show next? But next week the show starts later.
At what time?
9:00.
What day?
Saturday.
Can I do it?
Why? Is it because it's not a school night?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why? What do you want to do on the show?
Stay up late.
That's the only reason? And then you think you're going to be, then I'm going to be on the show, and then you're going to be like, Dad, can I have popcorn? Dad, can I play Fortnite? That's what you're going to ask me. You can play Fortnite after the show, real. Like one game, okay?
Can you play?
Maybe.
Hmm.
We're almost done. I got to drink some water. Talk for a minute. Good job. All right. So you think that's funny, but you don't actually say anything. I wish I could actually get your reactions onto the show because you've been, like, sitting there just, like, giggling.
I
like, oh, what was it? Was that a bruise?
No. Jerry, I can't get it off.
gross.
Hey, no, I scraped myself on that pedal.
On your bike pedal? What'd you do? Where?
Here.
That's not a scrape, that's dirt.
Yeah, just from my bike pedal. Then I got that from my bed.
What's that? That's like a little...
This is a great mark.
Oh,
look at my knee.
Wow, you're like...
I got rug burn.
Oh, that's right, from school?
Yeah, I was
you're being a little rough there.
Hey, no,
Well,
that's not a scam. I'm so rough and tough.
Try to get through the rest of these picks here.
I'm an Oreo.
Interesting pick here. Dre and I both have Dallas as 3.5-point underdogs to go on the road and cover the number. Dre thinks that that Zeke, if Mike McCarthy wants to use him in this matchup, is going to run on the Clippers and thinks they can stay close. I happen to agree. I think it's the Dak show and maybe some Dak time. And Trinity is now mocking me using a phony microphone, a speaker as a microphone. Mocking me as I'm talking. Are you trying to get me to laugh? It's not working. You think you're funny, but I'm funnier. See, you laughed.
Daddy, you look at Wiggly.
So oh,
cute.
Yeah, that's my dad's dog, which is now showing me a picture. Here, hang on, let me hold it up to the microphone, see if everybody
it's
at home
a microphone,
can...
microphone, not a camera.
Oh.
I want to read the message on the back. Dear Trinity and Zippy.
It says Grant, doesn't it?
Yeah. We wanted to let you know we love you both and hope you have a very happy school year. We are so proud of you. We thought you might enjoy a picture of Wrigley, too. Love you to the moon and back, Mimi and Grandpa.
Well, that was very nice.
Touch note.
Well, Trinity, that's the brand of the card. They didn't write that.
Oh.
It's actually kind of like a cool, like, so, like they printed up a picture, but then they were able to put postage and stuff on it. It's actually kind of a, or done off the internet or something. I have no idea, but it's actually kind of cool.
Your dad works for a computer thing now.
I don't think this is the computer thing. You see, it was sent, this was a postcard used, yeah, so this is TouchNote. So we just did a free ad on our show for whoever TouchNote is, so hopefully they'll send us some money and some advertising.
Or a sponsor.
And I don't think Fortnite's going to like give us any, you're not going to get any free V-Bucks or anything for talking about
I
want to
get a million.
A million V-Bucks?
A million. We won the lottery first.
We won the lottery, I'd buy a lot of V-Bucks.
More than a million?
No. I don't even know what you would do with a million V-Bucks.
Buy everything in
buy
the store.
Buy everything in the store. Okay. Sunday night, tomorrow night.
What time is it? I want to see what's in the store.
It's the last one we disagree on. I thought we were going to agree on this one. Andre likes Baltimore to run all over the Chiefs. However, I'm taking the Chiefs as a 3.5-point favorite on the road. I know Dre loves his Ravens. He really was high on them before the season in the season preview. But I watched that defense give up, 400-plus passing yards to Derek Carr. And that Kansas City offense is just, they're going to throw all over them. I mean, yeah, Baltimore's going to run on them. Kansas City's going to throw on them. I think at the end, it comes out Kansas City. Maybe he gets the hook on this one, but I think the Chiefs win. I think they'd win by more than 3.5. Although the way my picks have been going, yeah, go with Andre. Monday night, we are both agree on this one that Green Bay is going to blow the doors out. Off, Trinity, you're trying to distract me. Oh, now you're holding up a real microphone from your headphones mocking me. So right now I'm trying to talk and I'm trying to be, my daughter is trying to distract me more than normal.
Yeah.
We have Green Bay to cover.
I'm listening to the show.
I don't think you can hear the show on a microphone hooked up. No, you can try to plug it into the microphone. But we don't like the Lions in this spot. We like
they
Packers,
suck.
Even though it's on the – you think the Packers suck? They might suck. We had them last week. It didn't work out too good. But Andre is right. Aaron Rodgers, he bounces back usually big time after losses. So we'll see. Maybe he's trying to tank this season. There's all sorts of weird rumors and thoughts and conspiracies. And you know, he's on a mission. He's trying to torpedo the Packers. I think they're too good. I think they're going to win this game. By a lot. So I'm saying by at least more than 2 touchdowns because that's an 11.5-point spread. This has been fun. What do you think, Trin? Was this fun?
Huh?
Oh, well, thank you. You're a great co-host.
Thank you.
Wow.
Play a sound effect.
You play a sound effect? What sound effect should I play?
The most inappropriate one.
No, I'm not playing an inappropriate sound effect.
Is it swear?
If it's inappropriate, yeah.
If it talks about poop.
No, I'm not. We don't have any sound effects to talk about poop. You want to say any final thoughts before I sign off for our 40 minutes of craziness here tonight? You're just smiling. Trinity, they can't see you giving me two thumbs up and smiling. You just say, why is it every time I ask you to talk, you get, like, shy? Trinity, don't say anything. All right. Good night, everybody. That was, in much less detail, the podcast. Find us on iTunes, anywhere else where they carry our podcast. I'm not playing Andre's two-minute thing tonight.
Do it.
Nobody's listening anyway.
I want to listen.
This isn't even our normal time.
I'll listen.
This show's going to be over before we normally even start our show. We're getting an efficient, quick hour, 40 minutes here now, 40 minutes.
Play Andre's two-minute thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I
want
to hear it. I'll listen to it.
No.
Yeah.
Those are what Andre calls the plugs. That's what plugs our show. You really want to hear the plugs?
Yeah.
You got a pillow?
No.
Well, it's in case you fall asleep because it's like 2 minutes
long. I'll go grab
one. Now I can't even find him.
Did he delete it?
You are listening live to In Much Less Detail, the podcast. Not on the radio. But only here on the website, blogtalkradio.com/inmuchlessdetail. To be notified when we're live, you can follow the show on the Blog Talk Radio website, or you can follow my Twitter feed at imldre when I tweet out when we're live before every show.
It can hear us talking over.
Jason is on Twitter, too. His feed is at imldjtg. Our show is available as a podcast where you get the live show and a special VIP after show. To listen to the show as a podcast, about an hour or so after the live show is over, come back to the show page and look through our archives, or subscribe on iTunes or any number of different podcasting apps, including Player.fm, Mixcloud, Blueberry, and the TuneIn Radio app. You'll get the whole show, the live show and the after show, downloaded straight to you. You can always send us a question or comment or shout-out via email to the following email address, inmuchlessdetail@gmail.com. You can follow all of our picks on our blog. The website for the blog is inmuchlessdetail.blogspot.com. Our Thursday night picks will be available Thursday afternoon on our Twitter feeds. Again, that's at imldre. And at IMLDJTG.
This is the important part of the show where
this copyrighted broadcast is a production of Jay and Me, and is solely performed for our entertainment, as well as for any poor soul who happens to be listening.
And then we can just
it is intended to be a football pick show for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or any other use of the descriptions and accounts of this podcast without the express written consent of Jay or me is strictly prohibited.
You know, we actually talked over the whole plugs.
Huh? We did?
You want to say anything before I turn off the show for the night, buddy?
Cuckoo Zippy.
Cuckoo Zippy, huh? Do you think the Packers are going to win Monday night?
No.
Wow. These aren't very good Packers. These are Packer fans, right?
I don't really care about football.
I'm a Brewers fan.
I care more about baseball.
Yeah.
I sleep in my underwear.
Did you just say you sleep in your underwear?
Yeah. Daddy, play another one.
That's what you wanted to say?
Play another
yeah.
one. Play the 33-second one.
33-second one? No, we cannot listen to that one.
Why? Is it inappropriate?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do the 29-second one then.
Trinity, say
Pac-Man.
Great. We already listened to that, me and Andre. Say goodnight, Trinity.
Hmm?
Say goodnight.
Good night.
Grant?
Everybody, good night. Everybody knows
hey,
I'm a because I'm a really weird kid, child.
I agree. You
He's
are weird.
Everybody called me Cuckoo Pants.
Cuckoo Pants.
Cuckoo Pants.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Cuckoo
Pants. Oh, bless you, sweetheart. We'll be back next Saturday night
Signing
at 9 p.m.
Signing in Professor Poopy
I'll be back, too.
Andre will be back from Mexico.
Dr. Suspicious.
Dr. Suspicious? Oh, is that going to be your new name now? Are you Dr. Suspicious?
No.
Dr. Suspicious.
That was the one with the fish.
Well, what's your Fortnite name?
Dr. Weak Chestnut 824. I turned my thing on. Why did it not work?
Because I have that on dual monitor right now. I'll turn it off as soon as the show's over. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Chicken noodle soup.